goodness of God, we are continuing on this very important aspect of love must win. We were looking at love must be protected. And we started to examine the book of 1 John 2, where the word of God said we should not love the world. In the last segment, we talk about what the flesh can drive us to do. Many persons have lost their salvation, lost their sanctification, lost their consecration, because the worldly things have crept in and choked the word, and they are deceived accordingly. We have to watch the things that are trying to choke the word inside of us, saints of God, and make sure the place of the word is preserved, the place of prayer is preserved, the place of worship in our lives are preserved. Nothing should choke our prayer. Nothing should choke our worship. Nothing should choke our desire for the sincere milk of the word. Once we find that there are competitions, we have to find remedies for those competitions to counter them, so that we can remain steadfast and unmovable as people of God. Now, as we examine the scripture more, as we expose the scripture, it moves on in verse 16 to tell us that all that is in the world are the lust of the eyes. And what is that? Anything that appeals to our eyes, that captures our attention, anything that entices us, anything that we crave for and our eyes long for, is a lust. So that which captures and seeks to keep our attention away from all that pertains to God, we must guard ourselves against it. And there are some very fine things in the world. There are luxury cars, there are luxury houses, there are women, there are men, there are opportunities that many persons become victims because of what they see with their eyes. We see what is happening in the world today. People are walking half naked. Houses are being designed with the same concept. Everything is exposed that used to be covered and moral. There is a moral decline in society. And so this enhances the lust of the eyes, and it's causing so many of our people to be led astray. But the word of God says all that is in the world, the lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and lastly, the pride of life. When we talk about the pride of life, that which makes us proud that we achieve in life. And while it is not a challenge for us to be, happy for our achievement, it should not cause us to lose focus of the one who allows us to be successful. And so when we talk about the pride of life, we are talking about things we may attain and which may make us feel proud, but brings no glory to God. And that's a challenge. If we give all the glory and all the credit to God for our successes, then that pride in our flesh will not get an opportunity to vaunt itself. And that's what believers ought to be doing. We must be proud of what God has done for us, and how God has promoted us, how God has shaped our life, how God takes us from nothing. As David said, God took me from the sheepcote to become king. He was proud. He was boasting in God. And nothing is wrong if we boast in the Lord. But we must not beat our chests and declare, by my own strength and power have I got me this wealth and have achieved this. Paul said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. And Galatians 2 verse 20 is a reminder of us, for us to keep ourselves at a place where we are humble before the Lord. It says, I live yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. This is a place of submission, a place of humility, a place where human pride will not interrupt the will of God in our lives. And so this morning, or today, we want to look at the things that we must protect ourselves from. The love of God must be protected from the lust of the flesh, from the lust of the eyes, and from the pride of life. These things are not of God, but they are of the world, as the scripture says. And so we must not find ourselves caught up and captured, are captivated by these forces. And if we find ourselves in that space, we can cry out to God. We can run to Jesus. We can ask the Lord to restore unto us the joy of his salvation. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Very important that we don't get lost at sea. Praise the name of the Lord. We can cry out to Jesus. And the Lord is always willing and ready to rescue us. Love must be protected if love must win. We'll continue on this in the next segment. God bless you.